Sunday Mass in Cabinda. Until recently, worshippers could hear political sermons in favor of independence, but not anymore. The former priest is gone, and the current one refuses interviews, saying he does not talk about politics. Despite its appearance as a peaceful seaside town, Cabinda is restive. For many years, local separatist groups have been fighting against the Angolan government for independence, to no avail. Oil is Cabinda's main resource, producing up to 70% of Angola's output, and oil revenues make up half of Angola's GDP, wealth that is not equally shared, according to Royal Danda, an opposition leader in parliament.
And Angola is saying that this is a very rich country, but you have one of the poorest people here in this country. So, how good is this wealth?
The government has agreed to give 10% of its oil revenues per year to Cabinda, but Danda says this is not enough.
You have the oil production going up. You have the oil price going up. And you have the same amount of $60 million, saying that it's 10% of the oil revenues. Which it's a lie. It's not true.
Cabinda has only been part of Angola since the country became independent from Portugal in 1975. Before, it was a kingdom under a Portuguese protectorate. Cabinda resident Alexandro Quanga Situ is among those calling for independence.
Life is difficult because there are so many soldiers here. We can't move around freely. They always stop us, ask to see our documents and question us. Cabinda is rich. So if we were independent, life would be delicious.
The Angolan government says the heavy military presence is needed to quell the rebellion. Separatist groups used to kidnap old workers and take other actions to draw attention to their cause. In 2010, when Angola was hosting the African Cup of Nations, separatist gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying Togo's soccer team, killing several people on board. Yet independence for Cabinda is unlikely to happen anytime soon, says researcher Ana Alves at the South African Institute of International Affairs.
Because it lacks the support of the region, of the other regional powers, and also because it's not known internationally. It's not a big issue like the Sudan's or the Great Lakes regions. It won't have, I don't think Cabinda will get independence.
The Angolan government has spent money on infrastructure project in Cabinda in an effort to calm the population discontent. Just before national elections, the government inaugurated the poor city's first pier to help spur economic development. But the pier collapsed a few days later and, to date, remains useless. Emily Yob for VOA News, Cabinda, Angola.